Hello, Rex.
How's it going?
How's business? You hanging in?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What happened with Baltimore the other night? Wasn't the finest hour for the New York Jets, I know.
No, sure wasn't. It was, there's no team's going to overcome, giving up three touchdowns, on returns, obviously. But you got to really credit them. It was, gave consistent pressure on the quarterback, and we couldn't get anything going in the running game. So it was just it was a miserable day for us. There's no doubt. But I think you really have to credit them. They did a great job. Haloti Ngata and Ed Reed and Ray and all those guys, Suggs. They made it miserable on us. That's for sure.
Are some of those offensive line problems fixable without adding a new player?
Well, I'd just like to add one player. I'd like to get Nick Mangold back. I think will be a big help for us. I'm definitely hopeful that Nick will play. I think that's – you take out the best center in football, and no offense to Colin Baxter, but, there's only one Nick Mangold in this league. And when he went out, that was really a big loss to us. But hopefully he'll be back in ready to play. And this week, obviously, with the with Vince and all those guys, I don't know about Haynesworth status, but with all those the guys they have up front, we need Nick.
They haven't really generated much pressure at all, Rex, in terms of sacks. We're really forcing the ball out early. Are you seeing what they seem to be seeing? The coaching staff here says that they're pretty happy with the interior pass rush so far, at least the defensive line.
With the with New England's interior pass rush?
Yeah.
I mean, that Haynesworth kid only played the one game, but he was a dominant player in that. And then obviously Vince is, I think Vince should probably move to safety. that might be the next move for Vince. But he's, they're doing a great job. They do what they do. They get, they force takeaways, and they're playing better in the red zone. The defense is statistically, they've never ranked way up there. It's not like they're one or two in the league in defense, but they've, they're effective, and they make you make mistakes. They don't give up the run. They do a great job playing a run, and they don't give they don't have the ball shot over their head. So it's that's what they do. Now I expect them to come after us more. Obviously, with we didn't do a great job protecting our quarterback, and I would expect more pressure from New England this week.
How is one of your former guys, Sean Ellis, fit in with the Patriots so far from what you've seen on film?
Well, I think Sean is an excellent player. I mean, there's no question about it. And, they brought in, Carter. They bring in Sean. They bring in Haynesworth, to add to what they already have, is obviously an upgrade for, what New England has. But Sean's an excellent player because he can play a 3-4 defensive end. He can play, in a 4-3 defense. So they're doing multiple things. So, really, I think it was a good move by Belichick to bring him in, because he is a guy that can play multiple, can play in any defense you got.
Rex, who will Revis cover?
Whoever we put him on. That was that.
I figured you guys had decided by now.
Well, we have, but that doesn't mean I have to tell you or anybody else. Whoever we put him on, he'll cover. If that's Branch, if it's Welker, if it's Chad Ochocinco, or, Randy Fataha, it doesn't matter. He'll cover them.
Rex, in the past couple weeks, and even the past couple years, teams have been reluctant to put their best corner on Welker. And again, the Raiders didn't do that last week. Why is that, do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, I think the big thing would be that he's, he plays in a slot, and a lot of times it's hard to get, he's not just an outside receiver, but he can, he's a slot receiver a lot of times, and, pick routes and all those type of things, hard to defend. But, it looks like to me that Welker is struggling this year. The 40 catches, and this offense in general is struggling. I mean, you talk about our offense, but New England is second in scoring offense. So if you want to talk about struggling, I think they need to look at themselves first.
When you talk about Welker, are you starting to see him maybe being looked for downfield more so this year than maybe past years?
Well, a lot of that is dictated by the coverage they're seeing. You know, they were seeing a lot of cover two this past week, and Welker kept beating them on seven routes. Different things. They're really smart. They identify the defense. They adjust routes based on your coverage, based on your leverage. And Welker's, trust me, he's miserable. I think he broke the all-time record against us 1 week. I mean, he had like 20 catches. So, he is, obviously, he is a tremendous player.
Rex, you guys have always, since you've been there, been defined by your defense. First of all, do you think that's still the case? And secondly, how would you assess the way your defense is getting after the quarterback again this year?
Well, I think we've been, inconsistent. We played horribly against Oakland. I mean, we had a couple of breakdowns that were just, we gave up a 70-yard run, which is absolutely ridiculous. Never set an edge. And one thing we do is we know how to stop and run. We know how to, play defense. And obviously, this is a team that will be, our defense, by the time it's all said and done, I think we'll be right there where we always are, right around the top in this league. I don't even know where we are statistically, but we're not where we were. I think last week we went in a game, I think we were 31st in the league in run defense, but, that's something that obviously we're a heck of a lot better than that statistic. But, it's going to be a huge challenge. And the thing that surprises me, truthfully, about New England's offense, they're running the ball much more effectively. I think they're eighth in the league in rushing, which is, with the number one passing attack in football, obviously makes for a tough combination.
Rex, what kind of impact has Tom Moore had in your offense this year?
Well, I think Tom's been good. I think, he's helped Brian. He's, just another voice, for Brian. We specifically, I think he really works in the red zone with us. And I think that's been an area where we've improved. I think we're throwing the ball a little more effectively this year than we've done in the past. But clearly we have to run the ball more.
Yeah. Rex, we got a chance to talk to Damian Woody a couple minutes ago, and he said that he does not think that Mark Sanchez has made that third-year leap that most quarterbacks do. Do you agree with that assessment? Do you think he's improved this year from, the first 2 years?
I think he has. I see it every day here. I definitely think he has. That last game was, I think we were close to almost a 65% completion rate going into that last game, and that last game was a rough one, to say the least. But again, I didn't know if you put Tom Brady back there, he was going to struggle that day. I mean, the constant pressure, the consistent pressure that Baltimore was able to put on us, really disrupted what we were trying to get accomplished. But I think Mark has improved. I really do, and I think he's better now than he's ever been.
Rex, can you just speak to what you're asking of and what you've gotten from Kyle Wilson so far in his second year?
Well, Kyle's made a big improvement. I think, he's got his confidence back. And because I think in this league, it's tough. You come in as a rookie, you're thrown to the wolves a little bit. We had him sit down and do a lesser role. But right now, he's our nickel, and he's doing a great job for us.
Rex, you're... Last year, going into the playoff game, I don't think anybody really thought the Jets had a chance because of that 45-3 game. And I think this year, maybe it's similar because you're coming off of what you said was a miserable performance against the Ravens. Can you use the Patriots as sort of a rallying cry to get your team going into a better direction than it might have been going before?
Well, I think, first off, we have to beat New England. That's the team that we have to beat to win the division. New England's, I think, 7 out of 8 years has won this division. So if you plan on, if you want to beat them, if you want to win and get a home playoff game or whatever, you have to beat them. And we know what's in front of us. Obviously, I don't know how many games they won in a row at home in a regular season, but I think it's like 28 or something like that. So, I mean, we know it's going to be a huge challenge for us, but by no means. I mean, this is the biggest game there is for us. And, you know, I agree with you. I don't think a whole lot of people gave us a chance, but everybody in our locker room thought we had a chance. You know, I think everybody wants to forget that we had beat New England earlier in the year, that they just focused on that 45-3 nightmare. But we knew we were a heck of a lot better football team than that.
With the long layoff for Plastico, what were your expectations for him, and has he lived up to those yet?
I think he has. I think he's done a great job for us. You know, he's been healthy. He's been running around. Now, with that said, he got some elbow that blew up overnight on him, but so he won't practice today. But he's done a good job for us. I like the way he's blocking. He's been a great teammate. He's certainly drawn the attention of teams. I mean, they've been rolling their coverage to him quite a bit, all season.
Rex, has this, when you came in, you made no bones that you were going after New England and trying to make sure that you were a factor in the division. Now that we're 3 years into it, has this unfolded the way you hoped and turned into the rivalry and the passionate games that you hoped?
Well, I hope we would beat them. where we would win a division, but clearly, I mean, this is a great football team, and they got the best coach in the league. You got arguably the best quarterback in the league. So it's a huge challenge. But to think, that we're just going to accept that. We can't beat those guys. No way in heck. Hey, we're here to beat everybody. And, New England is the best team in the league. But, again, we want to be the best team in the league. So, that hadn't changed one bit. We're not backing down to anybody.
Rex, Belichick said yesterday that they looked at Plaxico Burress, and with the amount that he details the guys that he goes after in the offseason, it sounds like they were really interested in signing him. Did you get the impression that you guys were competing with the Patriots for his services?
Not really. I thought it was more, there were several teams. New England might have been one of them, but there were several teams that we knew we were in competition with. But the ones he kept hearing around here was the Giants, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. Those are the ones that we kept hearing about. But again, that doesn't mean that New England wasn't in the picture. I'm sure most teams were interested in Plaxico.